I'm Bonnie, of course, and I'm going to make a very brief preliminary comment about the book fair, which we will be having. But I want to say very briefly, first of all, thank you all for coming, and I'll add the people who have come in later as we go on. You've had an opportunity to do this for the first time, and I think this is a good idea, and I wanted to explain very briefly why we are doing it. 10 years ago or more, there weren't many people publishing books, people with disabilities, people who are blind, of course, but we have a lot now, and in thinking about guests and thinking about Sunday night meetings, which, of course, I do a lot, we don't really have the opportunity to have everyone represented. And so some people have never had an opportunity to be part of a Sunday night meeting in which their book is spotlighted. And that's one of the, and that's actually the main reason that we wanted to do this book fair. And tonight we're going to talk about a few things. We have limited time, so anything you have to say will have to be brief, as will what I have to say. So I'm going to cover the things, and Marilyn has some things at the end that she wants to say as well. But first of all, we wanted, or I wanted to say that the reason that we talked about November 10th, when this was discussed among a few people, was that we couldn't do the first week of November, and everyone needed time. And looking at the people that had written and said what day they would like to have it, Sundays were preferred, and we figured that the first week in November would be too soon. And Alice was one of those people as well who said that she felt that, that was too soon, and I definitely agree. So we are proposing that it be held on November 10th at 4 p.m. Eastern time to 7 p.m. Eastern time, which we realize is 1 to 4 Pacific time, but we wanted, because it was a Sunday, to have people have time to be able to do what they wanted to do, perhaps go to church or any other things that they do, especially on a Sunday morning with family. So those are my preliminary comments. And the first thing I... okay, it's just a thermometer. Thank goodness. Okay. Anyway, first of all, I guess I would like comments on whether November 10th and that time is works for all of you. If you have any feedback you'd like to offer.
Well, yes, that would work. That would work for me. And okay. Now, would this be, we'd all be on the call the whole 3 hours, or is it like people would have their presentations at different times within
People will have presentations at different times. You can stay and be on the call if you want to, or you can leave. That will be entirely up to you.
Okay.
But we will talk more about that as we go on.
Okay.
That's a very good question, though, but you can be part of all of it or some of it. That's up to you.
Okay.
I heard somebody else who had a comment.
This is Ann, and I would probably have to jump off at 5:30 on a Sunday because church is from 6 to 7.
Okay.
On that Sunday
well,
night.
if you have any preferences, now that you know the time frame, all of you, we'll do the best we can, but we have a lot of people that want to be part of this, so, and a limited time frame for each. So if you have a special preference or a special need, based on something that is actually a need, we will try to do what we can about it. But if you have a special need, either write to me or at this point, until I get my internet back tomorrow, it should be okay, but I'm supposed to get my internet back tomorrow. It's my second outage or second problem with high speed, and I've been without it for 4 days, and that's why I haven't written.
Oh,
but if you want to, you can write to Marilyn, if that's all right with you, Marilyn.
Sure, yeah.
Temporarily, or you can take a chance on me. I will definitely write back to you if you let me know that you have a special need, and I'll make up a special list for that for scheduling purposes.
If I have to miss church that night, it's fine. I'm just letting you know that maybe, unless it's for choir practice or something.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping not.
Well, by all means, write to us if you have a concern or something we have to consider, and we'll take that into consideration when the schedule is prepared.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me just say one thing here. We're hoping that people will come and stay and not just make it, well, I'm just here to present my book and then I'm gone, because we want it to feel like a conference, and we want people to have know that they have support right there, you know. It will be important that, because we could have to make some changes. People could have to drop out, or somebody might not show, and we might have to move up in the list. You know, we've had to do that sometimes on the Monday night poetry, the reading group. When somebody isn't there for whatever reason, then we have to move on the list. So we need people there ahead of when they think they might actually be presenting.
The coming I think it's a good show of community, too, if we
agree with that.
Commit to being there.
Thank you, Joan, and thank you, Marilyn. I think that's a very good point, and I wish I had thought of it. But it is really about community and about a group that works together. And even though we all know a lot about the books that have been published here and who's done what and that sort of thing, I do think it's important. It's a good way and a good chance to support each other and listen to people who may be doing presentations for maybe the first time in front of a group of people who are listening. It's good practice as well as anything else, and it's a good chance to get together. So thank you both for that.
And we'll have people from our group in, you know, not just us. We'll have other BOE members. And if we put it on the, if we're able to put it up on the website, which we expect to be, then there will be people who haven't heard us before. And so it's going to be a good thing.
So anybody can come, and we always have new members. So it's important.
What about if we add it to the writer's retreat list? Abby, what are your thoughts on that?
The writer's retreat list? What do you mean, add it to the writer's retreat list?
I don't know anything about that.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, you were talking about new members and new people wanting to actually, you know, to hear about it. I just had a thought.
Once it's on the website, you could send me, or one of us could send a link. And either you or
I. Was thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
Once we have it up on the website, people on their blogs, people on other writer lists, any other writers' groups, we can refer them up to listen to. It might bring us some new members. It might sell some books.
Yeah, there are a lot of ways we can look at it, but it's a good publicity thing for the group and good exposure for anyone who's a member of the group. And encouragement for other people who may not have published yet, but who get to hear what other people have done. Okay. The time for each presentation that I am thinking about having is 10 minutes. Now, I know that sounds like a very short period of time, but here is why. We have, I think, at this point, 15 people who say they are definitely interested in being part of this. If you take that, we're talking about 2.5 hours of time. Now, even though you may not stay yourself, it does mean that some of us will be here for 2.5 hours. And my first thought was that maybe we should do 15 minutes, but really that just adds a lot of extra time. So the reason that I mention the time is not only because you need to know that as a proposal, and I will take your comments about it as well, but one of the reasons that we need to have that time is because we have to have things move along, and because of the number of people that we're going to have. So this means that for anyone participating in the book fair, preparation is key. I would suggest that for anyone here who is going to be part of this, that you have all of your information together, that you know what you want to present, and have it in the order that you want to present it, because 10 minutes may seem like a long time when you're thinking about speaking, but it goes by in a flash, as some of you probably know. So this is a chance for you to present your book to other people and present it in its best light. And one of the other things that we want to do is, we won't put people in alphabetical order like we do in so many instances, because I think it's important for us to have different genres represented. In other words, in order to have some fluid movement of this fair, I think it's best for us to have, say, for instance, poetry, maybe a book of fiction, nonfiction, so that we don't end up with, say, three poets and then four novels and that sort of thing, where they're all bunched together. So we'd like to vary the genres so that we don't end up with a lot of books of one type all in one place, so there's variety throughout. But I can't...
So are we... Excuse me, Bonnie. I have a question. Are we just supposed to present one book then instead of, you know, all the books?
Well, that's another question I was going to answer.
Oh,
if you have... And actually, I was thinking of you in particular when we thought about this. One of the things that I think is that if you have published more than one book, you are welcome to do a presentation that includes more than one book. You can talk about as many of your books as you want. However, because of the time frame difficulty, you will still only have 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that 10 minutes, if you want to talk about two books and you feel you could do that, that's fine. We will either have a two-minute warning if you want that, or you can use part of your time for a Q&A if you'd like to take questions from people. But that's all the more important why it's so important for you to know what you want to say ahead of time and have it prepared.
Would you all like to have a two-minute warning, just some kind of a little ding or something?
Yeah.
So you'll know.
Yeah.
That would be helpful.
That would be helpful.
Yeah. And if I am the timekeeper, I can tell you, and you probably know from past experience with me, I will be rigid about time. So I
absolutely, yeah.
I hope you will also be rigid about extraneous noises. People will need to mute. I really admire tonight someone doing dishes while attending this meeting. However, I don't want to embarrass anyone, but you can't be doing dishes unless you're muted.
Alice, that's probably me. I'm eating because I have to conduct a meeting in an hour. I don't want to eat while I'm trying to conduct a meeting. So that's why I'm eating now.
I'm
sorry.
We have to move on, but I think that Abby was just putting a dish down, and that's all right, Abby.
I'm really sorry, but
have to do is do star six.
Yeah.
Well, but then I have to unstart
me
to talk.
Let's move on.
Yeah, good idea.
Okay.
Sorry, Alice.
Okay, so as I said, you can have either a two-minute warning if you want it. If you have any feedback about that, I'd like that. And if you want a question and answer as part of your time, you can also have that as well. But remember, whether you use the question and answer part or whether you just do a presentation about your book, it doesn't lengthen the time. In other words, if you have 10 minutes, that's what you've got. You have 10 minutes. You can have a two-minute warning if you'd like to have that, and you can do a question and answer part for part of that time if you want or not.
There
but
are pros and cons to that, because what if you ask for questions, you allow time for that, and then you don't have any questions? Then you've pretty much lost that, you know, part of your time.
That's true. But I guess what you could do about that is if you don't get any questions, and believe me, I've had that experience many times.
Oh, yeah.
Then I guess what you can do is you can either give up the time if you want, or if you have something else that you'd like to say, perhaps maybe you're about to publish something else, or if you're an author who has written a second book, you may have a couple minutes to talk about that very briefly. So that part will be up to you. But I would suggest that you prepare for that and prepare for no questions, because I'm here to tell you that it often happens that it becomes almost like a deer in the headlights look or response. When people have a chance to ask questions, people will not ask questions. I can't tell you how many times when I was doing my show, people would come to me later and they would say, I wanted to ask questions, but I didn't have an opportunity. And I said, you had plenty of opportunities, but you didn't take them. What happens is everybody is afraid they're going to talk on top of somebody else. And so then nobody does anything. And while nobody is doing anything, then the time withers away. So just be bold. And if you do have a question, please ask it in relation to anybody's presentation, or just decide how you want to do that if you're left with a few minutes that are left over. Some of this is a little hard to work out because, of course, we won't know what happens in the individual 10-minute presentations until they happen. We can
Let me just say one more thing right quick, Bonnie. Just because you are participating, and anybody who has questions, we'll make this clear at the beginning of the recording, but you are giving your permission for it to be used on the website if you participate.
Good point. Now, does anybody have any questions about any of this so far?
Yes, this is Alice, and I have a question. Will author one hand over to author two and so forth, or will you introduce
No, we'll do it.
No, we'll do it.
We'll do it.
Because we means who? Marilyn and you, or Bonnie, you only?
We haven't worked that out.
We haven't worked that out yet. It could be just me, or it could be Marilyn and me. We haven't discussed that yet. But one thing, someone made a suggestion that I thought was a very good one in an email to me, and it was that we introduce a person and then say that was so-and-so discussing their book. Thank you very much. And now we will move on to the next person, because that way we'll cover some people may not know other people, and people will be hearing a lot of different names, and there'll be some confusion. So that way at least people will know who they just heard from and who they will be hearing from. And if I forget, and anybody notices that I forget, if I do it, and if Marilyn or anyone else helps out with this part, you have a right to call on us and tell us that we forgot. So listen.
Hey, Bonnie.
You can tell us. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. This is Peter Altshul.
Yes.
I have a suggestion about marketing this afterwards, and that is when you, in addition to putting the recording on the site, that you put up basic information, a separate file or something, versus contact information, at least name and web address if you have one. So folks, if they want to read a book and didn't get the name, could go on site and at least get the contact information for every author who presents at this fair.
I think that is
That's a good idea,
and that probably, Marilyn, will be you and Jay, that's more your thing, right?
Right. We can pull that information pretty much from the after we see
or if you want, if it would be easier for everybody participating to send you that information ahead of time, if that would be easier, just let us know.
Okay, we'll just see how that works out.
Let's wait a little bit on that, only because if everyone sends it now and then we have postponements or cancellations or additions, I think it will make it a little bit unwieldy.
Yeah.
So let's wait until we actually really know what we have, because it'll still be very new information. I'll get to why this will change a little bit as we go on here, because we do have another date in mind here for having something for that sort of information. Okay.
One quick thing, Bonnie. This is Anne.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say the author bio too. That way, in case somebody didn't know who the author was there and they didn't catch the person's name, maybe having an author bio on the website.
Yeah,
would help.
We'll talk about all of that. But as I said, that is Marilyn's and Jay's. They really run the website and that sort of information. So Marilyn can address that tonight in any way she wants at the end. Or Marilyn, do you want to do it now?
I don't think it's a thing we can plan right now.
I don't think
we'll. You know, we don't know who all is going to be there. Whatever, we will get whatever information the group decides needs to go up there at the time after we have the conference to work with.
And then what we'll do is someone will send an email informing all of you what specific information we want and by what date we want it, if we decide that way.
Sounds reasonable.
We don't want to give them all the information to the point where they don't want to listen to the conference. We want them to listen to the conference.
Right. And we also don't want to make this so hard that you say, gee, what am I getting in here for 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Because it can work as a negative eventually as well. Okay, one other thing that I do want to cover too is because this is supposed to help spotlight authors that have written that are part of this group that have published books and haven't had Sunday night presentations, what we would like to do is really put them first because they've never had an opportunity for a presentation. Some people are used to doing these kinds of things, and they've had Sunday night meetings where they've been interviewed or they've done presentations. So that's part of our focus, and we want to make this especially warm and welcoming for them. Let's see. Is there anything else here that I have to say? Oh, one other thing. We do want you, when you do have a time set, and we'll send an email out with the times, specific times, and order of participants. One thing we would want you to do is try to come a little bit before yours so that we know you're there. And also, if someone is in the middle of a presentation, we would ask that you not speak to us or say, "Hi, I'm so-and-so and I'm here." We can ask you that between presentations. We'll listen for people coming in and ask if new people have come in between presentations, and then that way we'll also know who has come and then who is available for their presentation if it's coming up. Let's see. Okay. I took some of this out of order because of some of the questions that I was asked.
Right.
But that's okay. And I have to get past all of that.
I think you're probably down to the sign-up.
I think we're, yeah.
Date. I mean, the final change date.
Okay. If you're thinking about being a part of this, if anyone comes tonight, for example, and you want to be added to this, we have figured out that I chose the date of November 4th as the time that we would want to know that you absolutely want to be a part of this. That way people have some time to think about it. If people listen to the recording after tonight, when this meeting is over, they'll have a chance to listen to it and decide and have a little bit of time to think about it. Because sometimes when people hear about these things, they're not sure. They sort of want to and they don't want to. And that happens to both women and men, I hear. Anyway, so if that happens, that way we have some time for people to think it through and decide whether they really want to do it or not, and they don't feel they have to make an instant decision, but they have a few days to think about it. But November 4th will be the deadline. So if we haven't heard from you by November 4th that either that you want to be a part of it, then we have to cut it off at that point. Also,
are we going to assume that everybody who has signed up at this point is going to be there? So you
don't
have to.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And we also realize that sometimes there are emergencies or people have to cancel for one reason or another. So please, if anyone has to do that, we need to know about that too. And I think, Marilyn, that's everything that I have. So
okay.
Marilyn,
the only thing I have
to talk about the other parts.
Right.
Of,
the only thing I have is to urge you to, this is about the content of your presentation, urge you to practice. Get a timer. Try to have your ducks in a row, your ideas, you know, so that you can get to them. Also, if you need someone else to bring you in for some reason, try to arrange that ahead of time if you can, you know, if there's a problem. We don't want a cookie cutter, so we're not going to say, you know, give your name, time of the publication, blah, blah, blah. We want it to be original. We want everybody to do it their own way. So we don't want just a, you know, standard presentational style. But it would be important for you to verify your name, the name of the books or book that you're going to be representing, and where they can be read or obtained. I would say give that information at the beginning and at the end of your presentation. Because people do forget. They may not know at the beginning whether there's something that they're going to want. So you need to give it again at the end in case they've decided, yeah, I think I would like that. And we've talked about the Q&A. That's your choice. You you know, depending on your genre, you may want to give a summary of the story with character and setting information. If you're doing nonfiction and opinion or something like that, you'll want to give the general theme and maybe how you organized it, what sections. Same thing with poetry. You could get into what motivated you to do the work. You just have all kinds of choices. You could read from it. You know, there's just all kinds of fun things you can do with it, but just be sure you've practiced it and know that you can get the important things in within that 10-minute time, and usually that happens best if you start out with, you know, prioritize what's the most important, and then as time goes by and you see you have more times for other things, you can have some last-minute things that you want to include. Let's see if there's, I think that's all I have. Does anybody have any other questions or comments that we need to address?
Marilyn, before anyone says anything else, I do want to say that if you were doing an interview on radio, one of the things that people that work with authors often tell them is mention your book. If you've ever listened to interviews, someone, in fact, some people overdo this. They'll mention the title of their book and where people can buy it and all of that over and over and over again. And there is a point at which it's overkill, but it is important to mention. And sometimes people need that information. So I agree with Marilyn that you should mention it in the beginning and at the end. And if anyone's really at all uncertain about time or feels they don't have a good sense of time, and they would like to practice it and have somebody time them, I am willing to do practice sessions with you where I time you if you would like to do that on the phone. I'll make sure that you all have my number if any of you want to avail yourselves of that.
I'm not going to say
anything about content. I'm just going to tell you if your time is okay.
We may be able to get out a tentative list of, you know, we're not going to say 4:10, 4:20, 4:30, but we'll give you a range of who will follow who, because some people may not need 10 minutes, you know.
Right. We don't know those things.
And we could have some time trying to wait for somebody and they're not there, and so we...
Right.
That's something we can't predict exact times, but we can give you a range by you knowing who is tentatively scheduled to go before whom.
And if someone doesn't show up, we'll do what we do in a lot of these situations. If they do come, we will give them an opportunity to do theirs at the end.
We may be able to get that done before the 4th of November and then just make adjustments if we have any changes after that point.
Yeah, it's a lot harder to do than it would seem.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, too, you want to be sure you're going to have enough, you know, enough time to fill 3 hours. If you don't have.
It just depends on who really shows up and how long
they
take.
Yeah.
Because you have to always anticipate that maybe some people who say they want to will just not show up or something may come up. Before we go to any other questions, I want to give you the list as I have it of people who have said they want to participate. Ann Harrison Barnes, Annie Chiappetta, Peter Altschul, Terry Hooper, Joan Miles, Abby Johnson Taylor, Bruce Atchison, Mary Hilland, Linda Lambert, Alice Massa, Deborah Kendrick, and Marilyn Smith. Marilyn, do you have anybody else?
We're trying to work out something, and if any of you all correspond with Trish Huffman, we are trying to offer her an opportunity to either have someone represent her about her work, or to send us something that someone else can read, because we want to reach all the disabilities, and there is a problem,
right,
of course, you know. So we've sent
I could certainly email her and ask her if she could send me something that I could just read, because I could certainly do that.
Well, let you know what I hear from her.
Okay. All right.
Because I've sent her an email. And that Bonnie sent her one, and I'm going to send her
one. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm perfectly comfortable reading something allowed that she sends me, since I have, you know, Braille display, so that's not going to be a problem.
Has anybody here read any of her novels?
Mm-mm.
No, but I've read her short stories. Hmm. They're not bad.
Hmm. Yeah.
But I'm just not crazy about mysteries. She writes a lot of, you know,
I think she may have a novel. I'm not sure. But anyway.
Yeah, she's got two of them out. Actually, yeah, three of them, actually.
Yeah, I thought she did. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll tackle that one when we get to it.
Okay,
yeah,
we got through this really quickly, so we have time for any questions or concerns or comments any of you have. If you have anything that you would like to, I'm amazed that we got through it this quickly. But
yeah, Bonnie?
Yes.
This is Peter. I would just suggest that once you put sort of publicity materials together about this to publicize this, send it to all of us because we may be able to circulate it through various places that might get some more people on board.
Yes, that's a good idea, Peter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I would certainly, once we get the recording on the website of this book fair, I could certainly put it on my blog. You know,
I'm talking about before the event. In other words,
you mean to attend the event?
Both, well, before and after, but before the event, so the folks you know who want to take part in this live can do so, right? The idea of this is for people to take part in this fair, or is it this is just a recording session?
Well,
for the authors to make a presentation.
We don't give out our recording number to non-members.
I mean, the idea is how are we going to publicize our books? In other words, the idea sort of is, you know, obviously we want people to come to this fair, this virtual fair, but so that means we need the information before the event so we can circulate it, especially since only members can listen to the recording afterwards. You know, you get what I'm trying to say. We're trying to get as many people to come to this event as possible.
Well,
I don't know how to deal with the problem after the fact.
We'll definitely have it all over the list. I mean, you know, it will be promoted among the membership so that as many people...
Right, but we want to promote it as far as possible. So, for example, I might post it to a couple of lists that I belong to that have nothing to do with writers, for example. You know, there are people who might be interested in my circle of folks who might want to, you know, spend a couple of hours on a Sunday afternoon listening to authors.
We're going to make the recording available on the website for anyone to access.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
what I'm trying to say is,
you know, it's a question of how you want to market this. If we want to market it primarily afterwards, then we just send a link. That's fine. If you want to market it beforehand to the general public, then we need to have some
flyer. No, it's going to be marketed afterwards.
No, it's not going to be marketed. It's just for our members.
Within the group.
Yeah. It's just for the members.
Okay, but afterwards, once it goes up on the site, then we can market it to the general public, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then
I just didn't understand what the process was.
Pin people down to a certain time. You know, it's better for them. They can do it at their leisure, you know.
Makes perfectly good sense.
That's how a lot of people like it today anyway. It's what a lot of people prefer.
Okay, so once this is done, you will send out a brief, like, blurb about this and send the link and then we can go on through our lives. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, we'll put it on the list so that everybody can get it. And even the people who haven't participated in it will be able to share it with lists that they're on, you know, or their blogs or whatever.
Yep. Sounds good to me. Thank you for the clarification.
Oh, thank you for the question.
So
anybody
else? The unedited...
We will edit out anything grossly wrong that happens or occurs. Yeah, we're going to edit out anything that's, you know, makes it look not good.
Now the thing about editing too, Alice, is that when people say they're going to edit, you know, everybody has different ideas about what's grossly something that's remiss in something that happens. So it may not mean that absolutely any noise or something that someone says is edited, but it'll mean that the most egregious things will be taken care of.
Time waster.
Everybody has different attitudes about what should stay and what should not, and some people can get a little bit more severe about what they think should have been taken out, but I'm sure they'll take out and leave what they think is really necessary.
Is Jay going to do the editing for us?
What was your question?
Is Jay going to do the editing?
Jay doing the editing for us?
I will be working with him on that, you know, because he wouldn't know for sure what we should or shouldn't cut out, you know.
So
right.
There'll be a time lag then as to when it will be available, but probably before first week of December or second week of
yes.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll get on it right away.
Yeah, because we realize it has a holiday flavor to it as well.
Yeah.
And holiday opportunities for selling books.
Yeah. And we'll have it out in a few days because, you know, that's not a problem.
Anybody else?
I have one other question.
Go ahead.
If someone calls you, say at 1 o'clock on that Sunday, November 10th, and say, you know, I'm sick or something's come up, I cannot be there, will the next person move up or will you kill that time in another way? That I wasn't quite clear about. Will number 8 person move right up to slot number 7, or what will happen there?
We would probably go on to the next person unless to forestall that from happening at all, if you want, for anybody who wants to do it, if you have something written that you would want someone to present on your behalf, since if you can't be there, I can read Braille. I could put it on a Braille display and do it. There are probably a couple other people here who can do that, but you would have to get it to me so that I have it in time, so that if you know even that morning that I would have to have it. Other than that, I would imagine we would go to the next person.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what would make sense.
And if you found out well in advance on that Sunday, could you send out an email or something to know the revised lineup in a sense?
It depends on most of it happens.
Yes, we could.
Yeah.
We could make a list and get the word to everybody that we've had a change, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah.
Depending on how close to the presentation time it is.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a time when we can't do that anymore because it's too close.
Oh, yes, I know that. But I meant if somebody gave you ample notice.
Oh, if we had enough time, we could do that.
Yeah. Anything else?
Any other questions?
I don't think so, Bonnie. I think this is going to be great. Thank you so much,
Marilyn,
for both of
you
for organizing this.
It's going to be
fun. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.